Oh, my gosh.
All right, babe, just go to the front. They'll take care of you. Call me in a couple of days just to let me know. This is Sebastian, S-E-B-A-S-T-I-N-A, Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-Y, 12/19/24. This is an eight-month-old baby. Comes in today with fever since Saturday. Today's Monday, by the way. No nausea, vomiting. I see the child eating, smiling, playing with me. Definitely not toxic appearing. Patient is definitely teething. Few teeth at a time. Today, COVID, flu, RSV is all negative. Past medical problems, none. Surgery, none. Mom had a very easy labor. This was her first pregnancy. She's formula feeding.
Are they ready to go, babe?
They're ready to go.
They're formula feeding as well as breastfeeding. Patient does have a history of chronic eczema on the face, arms, and the body that appeared a few weeks ago. As a matter of fact, their PCP sent him to the emergency room because she wanted to make sure it wasn't bruises. The workup was consistent with eczema, no evidence of bruising, no evidence of abuse. This was already reported to the CPS, and I'm going to render an opinion at the end of this note as well. Immunization is in the process. Medication, ibuprofen, allergy, none. Family history is non-contributory. Social, no one smokes around the child. No one abuses the child. I know the family well. There's no evidence of abuse, misuse, or any other issues going on with the family or child. Baby is alert, awake, 24 pounds, 98.7, 104, and 100%. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear. Skin rash consistent with eczema, fading on the arm, on the torso, but still present on the face. Neurological non-focal, neck shows, no meningismus, TMs are clear, posterior inferior is clear. Oral mucosa with any lesion, no lymphadenopathy noted. Number one, as far as the febrile illness is concerned, this is exactly what it is, most likely a viral febrile illness. Number two, cannot rule out a fever-related, low-grade temperature-related to teething. Number three, continue with Tylenol, Motrin, supportive care. Number four, mom and dad are quite versed in handling this, and they're doing a good job. Number five, COVID, strep, flu, RSV all negative. Number six, as far as the rash is concerned, it's very much consistent with rash of eczema. I recommended using breast milk, and for augmentation, use goat milk and stay away from other formulas and chemicals. Number two, there's no evidence of abuse. Number three, the bruises on the torso, which made Dr. Batista, B-A-A-T-I-S-T-A, call the pediatrician, proved to be related to a patient's eczema, and I don't see any evidence of bruising and or abuse. And this is the opinion of this examiner, and I asked the family to ask for a copy of today's note and render that to the CPS as well as to help them resolve this case as soon as possible. Thank you.